This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
All right, I'm just going to do roll call really quick. Just say present or here if you are here. JPC?
Okay. Would you accept unblinking eye contact if I'm here, or should I actually say present in here?
I'm going to take the fact that you are talking to me as you being here, unless you're calling in.
You have gorgeous eyes. You have gorgeous eyes, by the way.
Thank you. That's really nice.
You must tell me who your person is. I must
my
know.
My eye person?
Yeah.
Nothing, man. These are just my eyes.
Bullshit! Fuck okay. You! Bullshit!
Adel, Rafi, are you here?
Yes. Present. And no comments about your eyes.
Oh, thanks. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a little twinkle?
No, I think that box has been ticked.
She's not going to tell you who your person is just because you ask in a different way, guy.
Come on, man. Come on.
If she didn't tell me, she's not telling you.
Great.
And plus, you don't need it.
Erin Keefe, is she here? Yes, I am here. Well, Erin, your eyes are so lovely. It looks like you've lived 1,000 lifetimes in those eyes. They look so wise. They look so beautiful.
I don't want to call a woman crazy, but this is interesting. I'll say
Beth,
interesting.
Sorry.
This is interesting.
All right, seems like we're all accounted for, all three hosts. JPC said he's here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Adel says he's here, and Aaron's here. So I think we can get started.
Oh, Aaron, oh. I think there's been a post-it there. It might have fallen off. We have a guest today.
Oh, we have a new student. Mono Agapian, come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm not looking at anyone's eyes. I'm averting my gaze. I refuse to get caught in this, so I'm averting gaze. Mm-hmm. I'm not usually this mysterious. I'm just averting my gaze.
Averting your gaze. You and Tennessee both. Where are you from, Mono? Are you transferring schools?
Don't say Tennessee.
Yeah.
Don't say Tennessee.
North Carolina, actually. Yeah.
Yay!
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Googling
yeah, oh,
it
it's
now.
Fine.
Boo. It's okay.
It's somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I was bullied. I was too bullied and I had to move schools.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to, JPC and I were going to bully you because you're the new kid, but.
Well, now we're not.
I think you want to hear how sad it was the way I got bullied?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That would help. Yeah.
That might change your mind.
Yeah.
The popular boys befriended me and asked me to walk home with them, and I thought I was walking on sunshine, and as I walked home with them, I realized no one was around, and that's when I saw that it was actually the popular girls who put dog shit on a piece of wood and then flung it at me.
Where did they get a piece of wood?
Gonna go ahead and cross off, ask you to walk us home.
Don't want to call someone from North Carolina crazy on the podcast.
Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah. So maybe don't bully me. Unless you're okay with bullying me. Did that story affect you or no?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Yes. Yeah.
I got to rethink a lot of my choices so far in this episode.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Hey Riddle Riddle. It's an honor to have you.
My pleasure.
We ask all of our guests this. What is your relationship with riddles, puzzles, tricky games, anything like that.
Escape rooms, lateral thinking problems.
Ooh, you know what? Out of all of those, I like escape rooms. You know what? I like puzzles and I like escape rooms. And then I guess I like riddles, because before you said that, I was like, I don't like riddles because they make me feel dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But that's not true, because I'm good at puzzles. In fact, I'm so good at a puzzle that I recently was voted out of a mock survivor game because I like housed two puzzles, like, and then I put a target on my own damn back.
Oh, okay. So this is like you're like playing Survivor. This isn't like a group of friends who are like watching Survivor and you got voted out of it. That's what I heard at first. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's terrible. Why would they do that?
Yeah, no, like a friend game of Survivor.
Is this the one that Mary Holland is a part of? Put together,
possibly.
Maybe?
There's like different fucking Survivor games out here.
Gotcha.
In L.A., one hosted by Ryan Barton, one hosted by Matt Pavlovich. I don't know these divas.
I've never lived in L.A. Mono, you and Aaron both live in L.A. currently. Mm-hmm. It feels like L.A. holistically is a game of Survivor. It feels like it's all the hot, interesting people from elsewhere in the U.S. all race to L.A. And then it's who's going to last the longest.
Yeah, that's
it's outwit, outlast, outplay.
And then it's whoever can keep their arms up the longest. That's what we have to do at auditions now, is just hold our hands up.
Right. And sometimes people you don't think are going to win, and you're like, wow, they won. How good for them. Jennifer Coolidge won. How did she do that?
Her social game, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, would love to see her on Survivor if we can make a call about that.
That would be great. Of course, ironically, Mike White was on Survivor.
So good. His season's so good.
Very good. But yeah, it is a game of Survivor. It's a mystery, and you never know if beauty, brains, or brawn will win out. They kind of, they all win interchangeably based on the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Did you watch the most recent season?
I sure did, and what a fun, weird time.
Are you a big Carolyn head? Are you a big Carolyn?
Oh, yeah, Carolyn. Yeah. She's a maniac. I love her. What an atypical winner. In my eyes.
I could put the episodes on mute and just like absolutely cackle at her expressions. Maybe the best facial reactions I've ever seen.
Yeah, just pure, like everything your body's feeling. Just go, go, go. Push it to the brain. Don't think anything.
Go, go, go. Push it to the brain. Sounds like the first song in a new musical, like about the circulatory system, perhaps.
They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel of these musicals nowadays.
Just picture Ben Platt belting go, go, go. Push it to the brain.
Speaking of reality TV, you have a HeadGum podcast called Drag Her, in which you watch Drag Race. Obviously, it's Drag Race, it's Survivor. Are you just big reality TV across the spectrum, or do you have ones that you like stick to?
I have ones I stick to, but I do love a lot of reality TV. I also host a podcast with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash, and we celebrate a lot of reality trash on there. But there's some that go too far. We tried to watch MILF Manor. Did you hear about MILF Manor?
Oh,
I heard about.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I heard about MILF Manor.
So upsetting. Where it's like, first of all, if it was just MILFs, I think I could get behind it. But as you probably know, it's eight MILFs and eight of their MILFs. Children.
Of their children.
Their own children in the house, all trying to get fucked. And it's really, it's dark.
Did you watch, this is going to be hard for me because I don't know the name of it, and I kind of only half understand the premise, but it's a new reality show, and it's like, I think it's like eight couples that are either going to break up or get married, but it's all gay women who are on this cast, and then they move into like fake relationships with each other. They split the couples up, and I
want to
say Nick Lachey hosted the one that was not the straight version.
Okay, like the ultimatum?
The ultimatum, that's it.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen the gay one. I want to see the gay one much more.
It just came out, and I was watching it with my wife, and I'm not the right person to watch reality TV shows with because I don't watch reality TV shows. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, should these people be in, are they okay? Should they be saying this stuff? Does someone need to help them? Like, they just need to not be on TV with this. It felt really bad to watch, and I'm not really sure if it's unique to that show or I'm just not the right target audience.
No, it's bad. It's like the NFL. Like, I wonder if in 30 years if either of them will survive because they're both, like, ruining lives.
Head trauma.
Yeah.
I started a new one. Have you watched Farmer Wants a Wife yet?
I started it, and it was too much America porn. Like, it was so obviously not for me. It's for people who want me dead. So I was like, I can't watch this.
Now, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. That's where there's a farmer, and he is staying in a house with a possible potential wife, a fox, a chicken, and a bag of grain.
Yes, and he has to make sure that they don't all eat each other, so he has to keep moving them from room to room.
You know what, Adel? Just for that bullshit that you tried to pull, tried to connect it back to riddles, just for that motherfucking bullshit, I'm going to make you do a riddle now. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to make you do a riddle now. This is something that I love. So sometimes people, we're going to do some listener-submitted riddles today, and we got a ton of listener-submitted riddles from a person who, in 2018, who emailed me back in 2021 to let me know that they've changed their name. So this is goes out to everyone. If you sent me an email in 2018 and I'm about to hit your email and you want to change your name, the phone lines are open. Feel free to get your changes in now. So Jasper, these are some of Jasper's riddles. Thank you for giving me that life update, Jasper.
And a word of warning, if you email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com, we will take so long to respond that you will have changed your personality by the time we get back to you. You're going to be a completely different person, probably don't listen anymore. So please email
us. Half a decade ago.
It is very funny because I always, when I hit these 2018 emails, I always ask, are these people still listening? And occasionally some of them reach out and be like, I am still listening. Thank you for 5 years later. Thank you for reading my riddle. Jasper says that they have these riddles stored up in their brain and they had to pass them along. Here's your first one. I think we're going to try to start off like, you know, a little easy ramp our way in. But here's your first riddle. I have six faces, but never wear makeup. I have 21 eyes, but cannot see. What am I?
Eyes.
Diana Ross.
Eyes. Roseanne Barr, final answer.
six. That's usually faces. Right. That's a good first guess.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr. 21 eyes. It's so dumb. When I heard 21 eyes, I was like, what celebrity is like, Ventovignamiglia? Like, what celebrity has 21 eyes in their name? This is hard.
Was that like Vera Farmiga, Mike Birbiglia, like smooshed up into one celebrity mashup?
They had a baby. So this has six faces. Can you, JPC, could I plead of you, please, to repeat the
absolutely
riddle?
And I am sorry that I said that I was going to ramp us up with easy ones. It's always a mistake to say. It always comes right before the hardest riddle we've ever heard. I have six faces but never wear makeup. I have 21 eyes but cannot see. What am I?
Now, it's not a potato, I'm guessing, because they don't have faces but they have eyes. Is this like
interesting
a diamond?
So you're guessing what it's not at this point.
Apple watches weren't invented
out.
right that wasn't a thing yet. Was that still iPod Nano time? Where were we?
Now, would we consider was it called facets of a diamond? Would we consider those faces?
Oh, interesting.
I bet.
If a jeweler were to look at it, its eyes would be reflected back at it.
I want to help you here.
Kaleidoscope?
It's not
How
a kaleidoscope.
How many eyes is in that word?
Is it Pennywise?
21 eyes.
So okay.
Six faces, 21 eyes.
Let me see. I can give you some hints here. Please. This would be something that you would find in a Las Vegas casino.
Roulette wheel, craps. Blackjack.
I know the 21 seems like blackjack, and that's my fault.
It is cards.
Not. Aaron, you said it. You said it in a way that you're like, of course.
Yes.
But no, it's not that. A craps table, Adel. You'd find it on a craps table.
Dice.
Find this on the craps table.
It's Aaron! Dice. It is a six-sided die.
Wow. Interesting.
I played craps this weekend in Vegas. I had never played it before. I went to Vegas and I played it, and I still don't know how to play it.
There's a few things about craps. It's the best odds in the house, I believe, in terms of like you're more likely to win that than any other game. It's the most fun to play because the entire table's yelling and screaming, usually because they're all betting the same bets. But your money goes so fast. You can be, you can put down $500 and it's gone in, I want to say, like 30 seconds.
I hate gambling. I don't like it.
It's awful. It's very bad.
Spook you?
Yeah, it scares me. I'm very risk averse in general. So I'm just like, let me pay. Vegas is already a ripoff. So like, let me pay for something concrete. Mm-hmm. Like, let me pay for a shitty meal that costs $40, but that's at least concrete. You can't just take my money for and tell me it's because it's fun. No, this is not fun.
I'm not a big gambler.
Exchange for something.
Yeah. I do like Vegas though because I love a breakfast buffet, and I used to have to go to Vegas for work all the time. And man, people were like, "We're going gambling." I'm like, "Cool! I got to wake up at 7 because I'm going to be spending 3 hours in the breakfast buffet before the conference starts." I do want to see a scene real quick. So we're going to see Aaron. You are going to be this is a first time craps table, so it's all first timers. But Aaron, you also are running the craps table, and you're a first timer as well.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have you roll first, I think.
Me?
Yeah, green chips are either $15 or $100.
Let's say 100.
Yeah, okay. Let's say 100.
Great. And then
nice.
We don't need cards for this, right? No, that's not right. That's not
right. I want to say no. No, right? No. No?
Does that mean we can keep the cards that you've already dealt? Or do we hand these back? Okay.
Try playing those at another table.
Great.
Okay.
Instruction card. Here's how... Oh, I guess this is nothing. Let me...
Yeah, this is for me. Hold on. Let's.
Okay, red, so there's like a hopscotch thing here, right? There's like a hopscotch thing here, and I think that is important for us.
Oh, well, I'll throw the die. Okay, now let me get up on the table and...
I don't think you get on the
table. My mother told me to... Huh?
Too late.
Oh.
All right. Everyone gets 100. That's great.
Yay!
Wow!
All right, and then,
I was just kind of walking by.
If you roll the number after 6, it's bad. Yes, sir?
Sorry, I don't want to be... I'm not trying to be immature. I'm not trying to make a joke out of this. I just noticed that whoever made this table, I don't know if this is in-house made or if this is like you send away to a company and they mail this to you and you put it together. I noticed somebody wrote something gross on the table. It seems like one of the lines is called... I don't want to say it.
Say it.
It says come on it, come line.
Yeah, I wrote that. I wrote that. Sorry.
You wrote that?
That's for later.
That's for later. Okay.
There's also a box that says hard 8.
So
I don't know if we want to.
What if a kid saw that?
Yeah, what if a kid saw that and then knew cum was real? What if a kid saw that and then knew cum was real?
I'm flipping out at this idea of a kid knowing that. Ugh.
Yeah. I think maybe give me back the money, the chips.
Huh?
You guys are sort of hurting my feelings.
What you did,
please,
man.
Please.
No. You too, stranger.
Let me roll the dice.
Okay, roll the dice.
Let me use this little walking stick to walk off the table, and I'll hand you the walking stick, and then you can use that. There you go.
Is there a limit to how many dice I can roll?
What do you think?
I think it shouldn't. There shouldn't be.
Yeah. Cool. So how many dice do you want to throw? Any number is good.
I like to throw 20 dice.
Okay. Great.
Or, ma'am, do you have one of those 20-sided dice like they have for D&D?
I'm an elf.
I don't. I think I quit. I think I want to go home.
No.
You're doing so good.
Will you at least play with us then?
Okay, hit me. I cast a spell on you that you stay in the game. Okay, let me roll. Okay. That's a 17.
Roll with disadvantage because I don't want to be here.
Okay, I'll roll with my eyes closed. I think that's a pretty big disadvantage. And someone will have to tell me what it says.
Hard 8.
Yahtzee! Okay, we all win.
Same.
That's literally how I felt this weekend.
My favorite part of that was telling someone to bring their cards that they got dealt at this table to a different table. I would love to show up.
There
to
are
a,
cards, huh?
Show up to a
go to blackjack and you pull a card out of your pocket.
Put some cards down.
Sorry, I want to use my king here.
The roulette lady gave me these. There are no cards, right?
Craps is dice.
Yes,
no cards
dice.
Are craps. And you can't, you either roll a 7 first, and then you can never roll one again, or everyone will yell at you.
Oh, is there
enough time, can I carve out enough time right now? Because I want to burden the three of you with something I've been burdened with. I can't
Ooh, I
go
like
through
that.
This alone. This might be something, this might be common knowledge, and I've just avoided it for 40 years. Mm. I found out the other day that if you take a deck of cards, and you say you thoroughly shuffle it for a minute...
Okay.
When you're done shuffling, The order of the cards from top of the deck to the bottom of the deck has never existed before and will never exist again. That Wait. Order is unique to you. And they say,
How?
And I am not joking. They say that if you thoroughly shuffle a deck of cards, there's more No. variations. There's more possibilities than there are atoms on Earth.
Wait, what? Why?
How do you explain magicians?
Okay. What a weird lie.
So you're saying not a lie. Look it up. Please look 50, it up.
Okay, isn't like the equation people do for this? It's like, when isn't it? Okay, I'm probably way off. But isn't it like, don't people do like 52 times 51 times 50? That doesn't work for this, I'm guessing, huh?
Because there's is 52, that what it is?
It's not
like 52 to the 51st power or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, is that what it is or no? Because
it is, but it's something somehow, you know how they say like, if I fold a dollar 8 times, it reaches the moon. You know how people say that all the time?
No!
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, Aaron, back me up.
I from McGill University, an accredited Canadian university. Ooh. There are more ways to arrange a deck of cards than there are atoms on Earth.
Huh.
Now you all have to live how I live, how I've lived for the past 2 weeks, which is in constant terror.
The Canadians just needed to mind their business and stop researching
That's
things.
So weird.
Someone call Rachel McAdams.
Because I guess it's not just the 52, it's how like, so literally, right, okay, so if all the decks were in order, okay, I guess I'm getting it a little bit because it's like not just
He's
the
spiraling.
Cards. I really am falling apart. See, this is why I hate riddles. I hate this.
It looks,
I feel out of control. Yeah.
His face looks like when you take a helmet off an astronaut while they're in space.
Yeah.
His eyes are bulging. There's blood coming out of his ears.
Yes. See, I went ahead and Googled McGill University controversy. It says, Tribune says it has divorced itself from McGill's violent racist origins.
Oh, so my God.
So that's who we're looking for our card.
Wait a minute.
Adam research?
Colleges can get divorced? I do want to see a scene. Mono, you are a college. Aaron, you are a different college. The two of you are getting a divorce, and JPC, you are their child caught in the middle.
Hey, what's
this
up,
This is
dude?
So fucking awkward. This is so awkward.
Stanford.
You go. I'm always talking first. I know we were trying to work on that. I'm always talking first.
No, it feels like you're... Like, where's the passion? Like, I feel like when we're fighting, like, it's okay. But Stanford, like, when you get, like, kind of quiet and defeated, I feel, like, a little scared, a little freaked.
Look, this was always going to be our issue. You know, you're private, I'm public. And, like, I think that was really hot. That was really wonderful and rewarding.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'm
Don't
sorry.
Say that hot.
Was, I'm sorry. That was our energy. And I think we knew that at some point that this was going to combust.
Honey, can you be quiet in the back seat? Mom and Dad are trying to talk about their relationship.
I cannot wait until I'm 18 and I get accredited and I can just go off on my own.
Okay. Hey,
or whatever you decide. Maybe you'll decide to be Montessori, or maybe you'll decide.
No, you will be an Ivy League school, Cornell. That is
do
your
not
destiny.
Do, this. Do not do this.
You go have fun on the West Coast, Stanford. That's fine. We'll stay in the East Coast. Abandon your family.
Or
you don't care.
You go to a nice public school where you get to connect with the salt of the earth and meet real people and go for a cheaper rate, you know? Because why? Why spend more?
No.
You have like a $1 billion endowment. Why are you trying to make me go to some be something when I'm not?
Because I am a public school and I want you to be like me!
Don't yell at him. He's sensitive.
You don't yell at him. You're putting garbage in his brain. You're trying to turn him into a Roy. You're trying to turn him into one of the Roy little kids over there. That's what you want.
No, I'm just saying, when your mom is Harvard, there are certain standards that you have to live up to. Your dad is Stanford, a bunch of hippies and losers, and your mom is Harvard.
Cornell, I'm so glad you could come in and see me today. This all sounds pretty rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
Can I ask before we continue... how many credits do you have?
Oh, boy. I'm mostly in electives right now, but I'm
gotcha.
I know I'm like 3 credits shy.
Yeah, and I have some bad news. Some of your credits from your previous therapist don't transfer.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, come on.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Did you see a therapist abroad for a while? Because that would also, a lot of times those don't carry back.
I have 9 miming credits from my therapist abroad. Those don't transfer?
Ooh, commedia dell'arte.
I don't know. I think he was a weird guy. I think he just liked miming.
But doctor, I am Pagliacci.
Oh my.
That's what they study in French colleges. Okay, here's your next riddle. Little Nancy Etticoat in a white petticoat and a red nose. The longer she stands, the shorter she grows.
Yes. Sorry, I just thought I'd try that.
I think yes is close. No, yes is not right.
Is this like something to do with like a sunset or something, right?
It is not a sunset. But I think Little Nancy Etticoat in a white petticoat and a red nose, the longer she stands, the shorter she grows.
Oh,
this is describing, this is a candle. Yes.
I guess wicks are nose. Is that or like the flame?
I can't, y'all. Okay. Can I just say, I can't believe there's this many riddles in the world. Like y'all been doing this for like 5-ish, 6-ish years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And we, in the last couple of years, we've really eked it down to, I'd say, one riddle per episode.
Here's the other thing we've done, Mono, is we have repeated a bunch of riddles like that one. That one could be a repeat. And what we've done is we've made peace with that. And we've said, go with God. And people still say, hey, you've repeated that one. And we say, bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay. We love you.
I didn't know if there were just millions of riddles. Do you guys still like riddles is my question to you.
Oh God, no. Oh God, maybe no.
Last year we did, and this year I think we're all apathetic towards them.
Yeah.
There's really like only 100 riddle structures, and then you can change some of the words and some of like the nouns in it.
And but there's really only 4 answers.
Yeah, kind.
The 4 answers are cloud, shadow, candle.
Silence.
Silence.
Roseanne Barr. That's number 5.
Roseanne Barr's, yes.
Always the answer.
I think we also have a complicated relationship with riddles in that I think every once in a while we will hear one where we're like, wow, we've never heard that before. That's, wow, what a riddle. And it makes it kind of all worth it when you have one that just stands out.
I do think we should at some point pivot, and maybe this is the episode, we should pivot to where the podcast is every episode somebody brings in a big old fact that this has been keeping them up all night, and then the other 3 doubt that person. Or they mentally work through it.
Hey, factoid? Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
Just a total rebrand, huh?
I don't hate it.
I'm just fascinated by that. I'm not trying to give you guys like a therapy session, but also I want to know everything. Now that you know riddles, do you want to write riddles? Are you trying to create your own riddles?
I've written riddles for the show before, and I found it very fun and very challenging to do. Now, when they come out, they're not good. Like they're not, no one's like great riddles, JVC, but they're fun to, I think they're fun to write.
I think you have to write. So you start with an answer. So say the answer is going to be, you know, dice. You have to start with something where you're like, I tumble thee upon the sands of green, you know, and then you have to put it through a nonsense machine. Because when you first write a riddle, you're like, it's so glaringly obvious. You have to put it through a total nonsense machine. And then by the time you do that, it's impenetrable. And that's how everyone makes riddles.
I also think it's interesting because our listeners are a pretty even 50-50 split between please stop doing riddles and how dare you not, you only did 3 riddles that episode. That wasn't nearly enough. You can't call yourself a riddle podcast. So it's like trying to balance those 2 things.
So that last riddle, though, for example, that was a lie. You know what I mean? You're telling me there's a girl wearing a petticoat. That's not a riddle. No, that's a lie.
A lot of riddles are lies.
Yeah. Mono, let me ask you. Mono, you're at a birthday party.
Yeah.
There's somebody's bringing out the cake. There's a candle. The person next to you goes, well, if it isn't Little Nancy Etticoat in her white petticoat. And you go, excuse me, I'm here for Sarah's birthday. And they go, nah, dude, I'm talking about the candle.
I smack them in the mouth. And I hope I knock a tooth out. I hope it would do them good if they learned from saying some stupid shit like that to me.
You got my riddle correct.
Yeah. I think basically what we're saying is this show is a safe space for riddles, because in most of life, if you came up to someone where you're like, Little Nancy Etticoat sitting in the petticoat, they could hit you in the mouth and that would be okay. There's still laws against them hitting you in the mouth.
I'm talking about a candle, man.
But here on the show, Nobody gets hit. We just do the riddles.
We just do the riddles.
We're all nice. All right, we'll do one more. Yes. And then we'll take a little break. So here's your next riddle. Only one color, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in sun, but not in the rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What am I?
Shadow?
Yeah, you said that one of the four answers was shadow, and this one is absolutely shadow.
Sorry.
Can you say it again just for my delight, the riddle?
Only one color, but not one size. Uh-huh. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in sun, but not in the rain. I think that's the big tip-off right there. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What am I?
Yeah, wow,
I think feeling
that is
no
so
pain
funny.
Is often shadow as well.
I do want to see a very quick scene before we go to break. And this is based off the line, whatever it was, always in the sun, but never in the rain, or whatever that line was.
Sure. We can't know.
JPC and Mono, you are two friends. You're out maybe having a stroll, just walking around town, and it starts to rain, and JPC, you do have to, you can't really be out in the rain for whatever reason, so you do have to try and get out of that situation.
Dude, that movie was so fun. Like, I actually like it. It, for me, it's one of the better Marvels.
Yeah. Hey, should we call an Uber? I know it's like, it's warm or whatever, but should we just call it Uber and just maybe call it Uber?
No, I'm so full. You know how I really oinked out on those nachos? I hate to be that bitch, but like, I don't mind walking a little bit, walking it off, you know?
Sure. It just, it might rain.
Why are you,
and it's like,
you are looking
not
at
that I.
You are. Are you? What are you? What's up? You're looking
not that
at
I
the can. Sky. In such
no,
a...
no, 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 no.
What's wrong?
It doesn't matter. Let's walk. Let's walk.
Yeah,
let's
walk.
It.
It's fine. I mean, it drizzles a little.
Yeah.
I mean, especially here in LA, we need the rain.
It's gonna
pass,
right? It'll pass.
Yeah,
hey,
it'll be fine.
Have you ever played? Are you familiar with like the game like The Floor is Lava? Like stupid, but we used to play it when we were kids. It's like
I'm
like,
familiar.
I have a version that I like to play sometimes, but with awnings and the sky is lava. And so it's like we try to walk home, but we're trying to stay under awnings the whole way home.
That's a fun idea. I don't know if this walk will provide enough awnings. I mean, do you want to try?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather.
What's going on? Are you a fucking vampire? What is going on, dude? I was talking about this awesome Marvel movie we just saw, and you're not even engaging. What is up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to correct you. It's a Sony movie. Michael Morbius is a Marvel character, but it's a Sony movie. And I think maybe us watching Morbius confused you as to what a vampire is as well.
Which is,
you know, because of obviously the movie fucked it up so bad.
Honestly, dude,
Can you keep it? All right, can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
So, remember like last week when I said that I found that like hand doctor who was finally going to fix like my knuckle problem that I was having.
Yeah.
He was actually way more expensive than I thought, and so I had to go to a different doctor, and he gave me chocolate knuckles. So I can't, if they get wet, my fingers kind of just fall off. So this is all chocolate.
Well, if it isn't little chocolate knuckles. Hey, buddy, where are you going? No, where are you going, huh? Where are you going?
No.
Come on, we're just trying to get in the awnings, man. Leave us alone.
I just want my friend here, Chocolate Knuckles, to walk me home. Why don't you walk me home, dipshit?
No, don't bully him, please. Please,
Claire,
please.
Get the wood. Claire, get the wood. Claire.
No.
No! I was a vampire.
See.
Oh, man. JPC, I could not have predicted that choice. I literally was over here guessing. I'm like, is he going to be made of chalk? And then you
close.
Chocolate knuckles.
I thought it was going to be that you were bitten by a raindrop. And then
that's
from
funny.
There, yeah.
Chocolate
knuckles, which is the new, I'm Googling. Okay.
Here's
it sounds like Sega has a new game.
Here's my brain with the chocolate knuckles. You're talking about movie theater food, and the only thing that I ever get at movie theaters is occasionally I'll get Bunch of Crunch, and Bunch of Crunch kind of looks so like a good knuckle. And so I was thinking about
it's like a goiter. It's like chocolate goiters.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should call it that.
I actually maybe have to get my knuckles checked because they look exactly like Bunch of Crunch.
Well, you get those checked. You get those checked, and the rest of us are going to oink down some Nestle chocolate goiters, and we'll be right back with more. Hey, riddle, riddle. Sorry. Hey, factoid.
There you go. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back and it's time to oink down a couple more riddles. Here we go. This is...
Put them in my trough, Daddy.
I feel like I selected these riddles a long a time ago and I didn't read ahead before today's recording. I'm just going to go right into this next riddle. I love this. I'm as small as an ant, as big as a whale. I approach like a breeze, but can come like a gale. Gross. By some, I get hit, but all have shown fear. I'll dance to the music, though I can't hear. Of names I have many, of names I have one. I'm as slow as a snail, but for me, you can't run. What am I?
I want to say water. It's water.
I think,
water.
Oprah. Based off come like Gale, I think it's Oprah.
It's always interesting, Adel, because you can pinpoint the second you stop listening to it.
Always.
You hear
that
come
is
like
the
Gale.
Truest Hey Riddle phenomenon is you can... he's thinking about puns. He's thinking about wordplay.
Hold on. Small as water, an ant, big as a whale.
It could be cloud, like you said, too, right? Could be cloud.
Yeah, it could be gas or something.
It's not cloud, it's not gas, and it's not water.
Small as an ant, big
close,
as a whale.
Not really.
What's the most helpful line, you think, in your opinion?
And it's not animal man, is it?
It's not
come line.
I like I'm as slow as a snail. Stop saying con line. I'm as slow as a snail, but for me, you can't run. I like that one. I think that one might be the most helpful.
Slow as a snail for me. Oh, death? Time?
Death.
The thing,
lava.
Whatever it is from It Follows. The thing from It Follows?
Yeah, is it
The
Babadook?
Is it The Babadook? No, it's not. It's not any of those things. It's not time or death at the Babadook.
Well, I went to Baba NC State. But
really?
Close.
Can you?
I went to Baba Gonzaga.
Baba
Is
Gonzaga.
It crazy to hear it again? Baba
no.
Gonzaga?
That's what they call John Wick, right? Baba Gonzaga?
Yeah. It's a, what, eggplant, pureed eggplant. Hummus is chickpeas. Baba Gonzaga
Baba
is eggplant.
Baba Gonzaga.
By the way, I fucking love Baba Ganoush. I think Baba Ganoush is my favorite food to
wow.
say.
Wow.
To say.
Ooh, okay, to say. It is fun to say.
Okay. Yeah.
I like couscous.
Couscous is fun to say.
Couscous.
Uh-huh.
Kakavan.
Ooh, that's very fun to say.
What's Kakavan?
It's that like French chicken dish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's chicken and wine.
Yeah.
Chicken and wine.
You get a chicken drunk, and then...
I actually love to see a scene. Okay. Adel, you are taking your best friend, Mono, out, and Mono, you are chicken, and you're getting a little overserved. You're a little drunk.
Mm.
All right, so this is the place.
Yeah.
It's called Food La La, which we can go somewhere else. You want to go somewhere else?
No, sounds good. Let's go. Food La La.
Okay, let's... I got us the chef's table. Okay. All right.
You order. You order for me.
Okay. Obviously don't want you to eat that. Obviously don't want you to eat that. Obviously don't want you to eat that. Obviously don't want you.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'll Hi. Be your waiter. We're excited to have you at Food La La. Of course, there's no substitutions tonight. And I did see from your reservation that you are doing the wine pairing as well.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have...
Yes.
Sorry, Ben, can you lean down a little bit?
Do you yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm very tall.
Do you have any dishes without sugar?
All of the
What are
wine,
you saying, honey?
All of the wine is gluten-free. If
what
your
you
partner here...
I would hope so. Oh, this is my friend. This is my best friend.
Yeah, we're friends. We get that a lot, though. We get that a lot. People are like, are you guys like fucking so hard? And we're like, no, we're friends.
I'm sorry.
Like people say that old
and
people.
The weird thing is they always add so hard, which
so
is such
hard.
A specific, which is such yeah. a specific addition to that. Where it's like, if they confuse us for dating, sure, but they always say so hard,
so
I'm
hard.
I said partner because you're both wearing shirts that say t-shirtparty.com, and so I just assumed you were in business together.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
T-shirtparty.com. We got kicked out of Shark Tank. I would say humiliated at the Shark Tank. They called us charlatans, fakes,
yes.
cowards.
They dressed us down, which for us, because we sell t-shirts, was great at first. But then Mark Cuban has the strength of a bear. He picked me up, spun
it.
Me like a little plate, tossed me out into the street. In
What's
the
what is the business idea for t-shirtparty.com? Is it just a t-shirt? What is it?
So okay,
well,
so we come
okay,
to
okay,
your
okay.
house, okay?
We come to your house.
We come to
oh,
your house.
No.
We come to your house. Hey, okay. Have you ever thrown a party? Let's start there. You ever thrown a party?
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? And it's always
right.
like the someone's like, the theme is space or dinosaurs.
Oh
and
my
you're
gosh!
Like, space or
oh
dinosaur.
No! What if I'm
oh,
the
no,
least
if,
dressed?
Yes.
Worry
well,
no more.
Worry no more. Because
t-shirtparty.com has your back covered, literally.
And your front.
And so t-shirtparty.com, you decide what shirt everyone at the party wears, and we size it and tailor it on the spot.
That's right.
Size it and tailor it on the spot. Honestly, this business sounds awesome.
Well,
Mark
the Sharks
Cuban
hated
like
it.
Sharks
so
hated
get this. After
it.
Mark Cuban throws him, Barbara Corcoran comes up to me. And digs her high heel into
that's
my
right.
dick. She's
that's
grinding
right.
my pelvis.
Into his penis. And can I, Ben, can you lean down a second?
I'm sorry.
Ben, sorry, can you lean down a second?
I will. Give me 1 second. And chickens have...
Hey, give it to him. It's a cloaca, but give it to him. Hey, listen, Barbara also cut his head off, and that was a couple weeks ago. And he's...
Oh, my God.
He's still going? I don't know. So, okay. I keep trying to get him drunk. The wine goes in his beak and out the neck, and it is. I don't know what to do. He's clearly.
Excuse me.
He's clearly
I'm so sorry. My
Hi.
Wife and I across the restaurant couldn't help but notice. Are you?
Don't ask
two,
it. Don't ask it.
Like
don't
fucking
ask.
So much.
No.
Oh, wait. So much, ma'am.
So
thank
much.
You so much.
We are fucking so much, but not so hard.
Oh, sorry. Are you fucking like so hard?
Damn, no.
Fuck. Damn it. See. I picture Gary Larson wouldn't dare. Gary Larson wouldn't dare have a frame of a man at a restaurant called Food La La with the head of a chicken getting drunk. Mm-hmm. He would never. He's a coward. Gary Larson's
a coward.
I can't wait for the season of Shark Tank where they hate an idea so bad they just start beating up the people who come in to pitch their ideas.
Yeah, sorry, Aaron. That scene really went in an 18 different directions.
No, it was heaven to me. Mark
gets up and just starts wailing on the guy. It's like, it's worth the lawsuit. I know there's cameras everywhere. It doesn't matter. I can
Lori's
pay the money.
Holding
I hate
them
the
back
idea.
While he hits yeah. them.
All right, we'll try this riddle one more time. I'm as small as an ant, as big as a whale. I'll approach like a breeze, but can come like a gale. By some I get hit, but all have shown fear. I'll dance to the music, though I can't hear. Of names I have many, of names I have one. I'm as slow as a snail, but for me you can't run. What am I?
Fire. Air.
This
pain.
One is hard.
Pain?
Glacier?
God.
God. God. God.
What is something...
What if God moves so slow?
Feels like it. Feels like it.
Now, Aaron, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I agree.
I never know. Are you kidding?
I agree with you, Aaron. It's like the delayed gratification of God is something we're supposed to all like believe in.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Waiting.
Evidence, go to please. Church, and the pastor's like, God, could you speed it up a little bit, please?
Truly.
You coming back or not? Yeah. We can't keep holding this table for you.
Right? The meek shall inherit the earth. Well, when is that going to happen?
TikTok, God. TikTok.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a hint.
Everyone's scared of it. Everyone's scared of it? Is that helpful? Or just,
some people are scared of it, but some people aren't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heights.
Is this Gypsy, is this something living? Is it organic material?
No, it's not something living,
reflection?
But it's also
time.
It's close to a reflection.
Ooh.
Yourself.
It's like something it's something that's a part of you but not really, but
your
like
name.
Is kind of
That thing you did like 17 years ago in high school, and you're like, why did I do that or say that?
Adult,
and
don't stop.
Every night before I go to bed, I lay in bed with my eyes open going like, why did I say that?
Uh-huh. Honesty or something?
It's not honesty. It's not a name. Reflection was closest. Reflection
is
kind of like,
Shadow Again?
It's Shadow Again.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Oh my God.
Hey, fuck you. Okay. Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. Casey, play Arnie's new theme song. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Hey Factoid Factoid, a podcast without JPC. It's myself, Aaron, and
Why?
Now. No.
It's way
Casey,
better, way
door.
More fun, way cooler, way nicer here. Smells better, looks better.
Have the
better.
Podcast without Jasper. Jasper fucked you. I was there.
Here's my factoid today. Did you know that the joke, why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? The joke is that the chicken's going to get hit and die and go to, quote unquote, the other side, heaven or whatever you believe in. Mm. And that's the joke.
Adel, that's not the joke.
That is the joke.
The chicken
crossed the road to get to, quote unquote, the other side being the afterlife. That's the joke.
No, I did not. Wait, that was blowing my whole mind. To get to the other side. Wait, why didn't I know this?
Nobody knew this.
Wait,
you know
hold
what
on.
I found out? Okay, wait, go ahead.
Oh, please, Jared. Please.
Oh, yeah, no, you guys talk. I'm going to look this up.
Okay,
I'll
look
see
this
what
up.
McGill because University has to say about
I bet. Yeah.
They comment on everything.
Disgraced McGill. No, y'all probably know this, but I recently discovered that like blood is thicker than water is a phrase that's always misused.
Yes, it's the blood of...
The covenant?
The blood of the covenant is stronger
than
the
water of the womb?
Yes. So it's basically
saying,
your friends...
Family.
Yes, your friends are more important to you than your birth family or your biological family.
Right.
But they take it out of context, yes.
Isn't that weird?
I do think that blood is thicker than water. Intuitively, I'm not like, oh, yeah, the water of the womb and the blood of the... I'm not... Who's going there? Whose brain is going there?
We all know.
Oh, yeah, the water of the womb.
I guess we'll start with the risotto and some breadsticks. And also, can I have a water of the womb?
We have still, sparkling, and womb.
Can you bend down? Sorry, can you bend down here? I always say that to waiters, I say, because they loom over you. It's a power trip. They try and stand and loom over you. And I always say, can you lean down here? Can you lean down? I'm not going to look up at you. I'm not going to raise my neck.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sorry, when you're done with that customer over here, sir. Sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I ordered extra blood on my dish. And it's like.
This is extra blood.
Do you mind letting a little bit more? You look healthy. Do you mind letting?
I don't mind. But just so you know, if you order it well done and then extra blood, it's going to, this is how it comes. This is what well done extra blood looks like. I'm sorry. Yes?
No, I'm the chef. You ordered the pigmata, right? This is pigmata. What do you expect pigmata to do? It sauces itself constantly.
You're talking to me, chef? I know you're not talking to me, chef, because I will spank slap a tooth out of your mouth.
I do like a customer calling the chef chef. I think that that's so funny. It's like,
yes, chef.
The sous chefs and stuff, they would absolutely call him chef, but a customer is like, excuse me, chef?
I've done my research, and it was about a minute. So I think I'm an expert at this point.
Wow.
Seems like a lot of publications recently have been claiming that that is the meaning behind the joke, is the other side being the afterlife. But the riddle first appeared in an 1847 edition of the Knickerbocker, a New York City monthly magazine. And it didn't seem like that was the intended meaning the first time it was told. But it's 150 years old, maybe more, 170 years old.
It didn't seem. Hold on. Your whole basis for me being wrong is it didn't seem?
No, but the people who, if you read the original, okay.
Aaron read a biography of the guy who wrote it.
Why does a chicken cross the street? Because it wants to get to the other side was the original one. And the intention was to subvert the expectations of it's a non-joke joke because he just wants to be over there.
This is blood is thicker than womb.
It's a boring answer. Yeah.
Thicker but than womb.
Things, intentions can change in jokes.
Yes.
It can, both can be funny. Both can be true.
I
McGill
I
is silent on it, by the way. They had nothing to say about that joke.
Cowards.
Wow. Well, probably because they got canceled for being colonizers.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Monsters.
Take it to the streets. We have, I think some of these riddles that Jasper sent, we've done before. Those maybe we've done before or not, but I'm going to skip to the last one because they're all new to Mono, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of having a guest, right? Mm-hmm. Here we go. This one I hate. So I'm glad I'm not doing it. I'm reading it so that later, in a later episode, when like Adel is reading riddles or Aaron, they're like, no, I think we just did this one. We can't really do this one again. Kevin and Susie Puzzy have six daughters, and each daughter has one brother. How many people are in the Puzzy family altogether?
Is this including the parents, Kevin and Susie?
Wait a second. Dead stop. Adel, you include your parents and your family?
Well,
okay. I guess someone hasn't had something fucked up happen in their past. And I guess your parents are still big parts of your family. Okay.
Well, they were both community colleges, so they stayed together. It was easier to just stay together.
I do think that the parents are included in the family count. I do think so.
Okay, well, it's so not the obvious.
Six
then.
Daughters.
So, what's the asshole nine. Answer?
I think it's nine, right? If it's two parents, six daughters,
and
each daughter has one brother, if there's just one brother, they all have the one brother. I mean, they fucking hate him and they bully him and they make him, you know, they put makeup on him and, you know.
Wait, your number was nine based
Adel's
on.
Adel's guess is nine.
Yeah. So, six daughters, one brother, and the one brother serves as the plus one for all his sisters. And
wait, what?
He's going to prom with all his sisters?
I want to say a scene. Adel, you are the one brother. We're going to be playing the six sisters, but we all have different like school dances tonight, and you're supposed to be accompanying all of us to the various school dances.
Love it.
Tommy, why do you have all these disguises in your bag?
No reason. Melissa, this is, what was it, Sadie Hawkins? Do you want to get the picture or what do you want to do?
Why are you wearing a fake mustache? You're just, I know you're my brother. You're wearing a different tie. What is this?
Right, excuse me, I'm the principal. Are you telling me that your brother asked you to the Sadie Hawkins dance? That's the dance, right? Sadie Hawkins is the one where the guy asks, is that right?
No, the girl asks.
The girl asks.
That's why it's so wild.
Okay, yeah.
Is that
US,
insane? Okay.
I needed a tall date. I'm the tallest girl in my grade.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Tommy.
I'll be right back. Hey, Regina. I'm here.
Tommy, where are you?
Let me take off my mustache and put a big Band-Aid under both of my eyes. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's good.
We're at the football ball. Why are you not at there? There I was, tackling everyone on the dance floor, and then I look like a bitch because my date is
you
there.
You don't look like a bitch. I don't know why they just called it the football. That would have been like, let's get a quick dance in, or cheer. I don't know what they do here at the football ball.
You, Tommy.
Oh, hey, Courtney, let me rip off the Band-Aids and let me put a mop on my head like a big old wig. Hey, Courtney, what's up?
Dance with me so we can make my crush jealous.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where do you want my hands? I'm sorry, I have to ask this.
Ugh, ew, get out of here. Nowhere.
Yes, it worked.
Get off of me. Hey. I can't believe I got kicked out of the Tom Selleck ball. Where's Tommy?
Oh my gosh. No, Daphne. Hey, what? Why are you outside?
Tommy, I just got kicked out of the ball. You're half an hour late. And where's your mustache?
Puts it back on, dresses up like Mr. Baseball, underrated movie. Hey, how about I go take you for a malt?
Tommy!
Ah, shit, it's my adopted Irish sister.
Where are you? We're at the Mrs. Doochfire Bowl, where you're supposed to dress like Mrs. Doochfire in a huff and run into the room.
Hey, Siobhan, where...
Honey, 'twas a run by dancing. Where are you?
Oh, I can't... Oh, okay, let me... puts on a green baseball outfit and a green mustache.
To throw the haggis.
Yeehaw, yeehoo, Tommy. You gotta come do the square dance with me, your other sister. Come on, Tommy.
It's my adopted cowboy doll come to life from Toy Story 2. Bends down to pick you up, puts you on my hands. Hey!
When somebody loved me.
Tommy, where is my Tommy? Where my brother Tommy?
Oh no, it's my two sisters. The one that laughs. Basically, she just kind of laughs the whole time, like, ah, ha, ha.
Yeah, Sisterlacious Crumb, maybe. There we go, scene.
Hey, Sisterlacious.
Sisterlacious.
Oh, boy.
Sisterlacious Crumb does sound like a Kesha song.
It does.
Like a title, and yeah.
Kesha got a new album out. I don't know if people have been
really?
Listening.
Oh. I didn't know.
Gag Order just came out. Well,
remember?
About a month ago. About the time this comes out.
Remember her last album? She had that song where she hit that note that like should have broken all the glass in the world. That was insane.
I haven't heard that one. Hell yeah.
I'll be honest.
I forget the name of the song. But
Kesha can fucking sing. Kesha got a great voice.
Yes, very good. Kesha. And I think she's also, I think she's in Mensa.
What?
That's my factoid.
What?
That's amazing.
She's an X-Men?
That's what is happening to you?
Wait, what do you think Mensa is?
Mensa, the organization of the bald guy in the wheelchair. He collects kids.
The guy who comes in and says, I'm Juggernaut, bitch.
Mensa.
That's Mensa. No, you're right.
That's Mensa. No, I'm right.
Wild.
And Adel's right in more ways than one because the answer is 9. Yes, there are 9 people in the family, Adel.
I forgot we were doing a riddle.
I completely forgot. What is a family, if not two community colleges, coming together to give birth to a son, 3 daughters, mm-hmm. a Irish yes. adopted daughter, a little doll come to life, and a big old Jabba the Sister and Sisterlacious Crumb? What was it?
All right, Adel, I'm going to check. Okay, no. So the website still says you're still canceled, but keep trying because you're on your way. I feel like the more of these you do to end episodes, you're gonna get any day now. They're gonna uncancel you.
Is this because of what I called previous families? What I said previous families could be?
Yes, about family structures previously. Yeah.
I said a family could be a McGill College.
We'll do one more riddle.
Yes.
Okay. I think that we have done this one before, but this one.
Okay.
There was a greenhouse. Inside the greenhouse, there was a white house. Inside the white house, there was a red house. inside the Red House, there are a lot of babies.
Spumoni. Final answer. Spumoni.
Spumoni. Spumoni. That girl is his Spumoni. I think I know the answer, so I will refrain
also,
from saying it.
Spumoni, another great answer to foods
fun
that sound really fun.
Yeah, yes. That's a funny one. Spumoni.
Spumoni.
Okay. I'm not trying to Red stir House, the pot white... here,
yes.
But is it shadow?
I think asshole. It's great.
Frittata's a good one.
Frittata.
Frittata.
Ooh, frittata. Yeah.
What's the Spanish base. Dish? The Spanish dish Booyah with the base. Rice that gets caramelized
paella.
On the side. Paella.
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 That's
fun.
That might be my favorite because whenever you order it, you can't help but be like, "Sir, can I have the paella?" Like it sounds like you're. It sounds like in the middle of a song, someone might be like, "2023 paella." Like it just sounds like a hype man word or something. It's very.
Adel, there's a tapas place by us that has great paella. So if you're a paella fan, we gotta go. We gotta hit up this paella
near
spot.
Us. You got I, yes.
It's
we'll
near
talk off
us.
That. Yes.
It's,
yes,
it's,
please.
Adel, you are going to shit. It is 10 minutes away from you. It is
whoa.
10 minutes away.
I don't want to go if I'm going to shit.
Yeah.
I will not eat food if it's going to make me shit.
Here's what I'll say. You said Spumoni, Mono.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say. Think more along the lines of, I guess, sherbet or Italian ice or
okay.
Bubblegum. Bubble
is
gum.
It oysters?
Or picnics. This is very famous at picnics. What else? Ooh. This is Gallagher. Well, he's
marching ants.
Don't think about Gallagher,
I see.
But
don't think about Gallagher. Adel, you're getting recanceled.
So, Aaron, you know what it is. I take it.
Yeah, I think it might be. You should
watermelon
overalls.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the seeds are the babies of the watermelon. Now, is that a fact that's blowing everyone's mind? Huh?
The babies.
There are more watermelon seeds in a single watermelon
than Adams.
Decks of cards.
That can't be right.
Than Adams in the history of our universe.
Then there's more Adams in Marvel movies and Chris's.
Okay, you know what? Thank you, Mono. You did a great job with that one. I think we've done it before, but you absolutely nailed it. We've never had an answer so good on the show. And that's it. That's the last riddle. That's the last riddle. And that's the last riddle you probably have to do for like a year.
Congratulations, Mono. Must be
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it seems nice. I wish y'all nice. Luck. I wish y'all variety. I wish you.
Honestly,
you
wishing
start,
somebody
like,
variety is the best for a riddle podcast. Wishing us variety is the best.
I wish you variety.
That's really
I
sweet.
I hope you dance.
Wishing someone variety sounds like something that you would say to someone as they're like getting kicked off of Drag Race. Be like, I wish you variety.
I wish you variety. Okay, here's my pitch. Maybe this is like a call to arms. Can you get people who speak different languages to send you translated riddles because that
wow.
open up a world for you or
if we could get
yeah
yes German
yeah, that's
or,
it
any German or Scandinavian listeners, I feel like Germany and the Scandinavian countries have more riddles per capita than any other country, I believe.
Yeah
That's a brilliant
smart.
Idea. Thank you, Mono.
We will take any of those. Go ahead and Google Translate those riddles and send them right over to us, dear listeners, because unfortunately, we have a lot of X-Men out there that listen to the show, so they're way smarter than us. They got a
mentors.
Lot of languages.
Yeah.
Let me come in here in my little wheelchair. Hello, I'm here to talk to Chocolate Knuckles. My name is Charles Xavier. I'm a professor... I'm Professor X. The X, it used to be Professor of McGill College, but I just say X now because they got...
Yeah, I'd love to come with you, but it rained, and so I...
Chef, I want to complain about Chocolate Knuckles.
I wish there was an X-Men just named Chef.
Stop calling me Chef.
And it's what's his
X-Men
name?
Just Muppets.
The guy...
Gambit?
Who's the guy... the guy who...
Aaron?
Happy
Aaron?
From... He's John.
John Favreau.
John Favreau. It's just John Favreau from the movie
yes.
Chef.
From
and
the
his
movie
power.
Chef.
And his power is that he writes his wife to be Scarlett Johansson.
That's his superpower.
That's his superpower.
Mono, can you tell people where they can listen to drag me?
Drag her.
Drag her.
Yeah. You can listen to Drag Her wherever you get fine podcasts. Anywhere on this HeadGum network. Yeah, go listen to Drag Her. If you like drag or reality TV, and especially the show RuPaul's Drag Race, it's a good old queer dumb time that everyone enjoys, whether you're gay, straight, or questioning. Come laugh and scream at one of the craziest shows that's ever existed, RuPaul's Drag Race, with us on Drag Her.
Woo.
Can't wait.
Addle, anything that you have to plug?
Yes. Anything by Jinx Monsoon. That's my favorite drag race contestant of all time.
Yeah, gonna go see her. She's unbelievable.
She just had a stand-up special released, and then I'm going to go see her at the Chicago Theater.
Fun.
Somewhere in there. Very excited. Also, check out the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern if you're interested in some more weird improv. And also the podcast Tell Me About It, where we interview people about the things they love. JPC has been on, Janet Varney, Jeffrey Craner, Matt Young, Lauren Shipp, and all kinds of fun folks. So check that out. Tell Me About It podcast. Aaron, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Just want to say, follow us on social media if you haven't, at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to email us riddles, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Not HR podcast, because JPC did that bit for a while, and it's not good.
And so I just don't read those emails.
I think that's it.
I did want to plug one more thing. Fans and listeners of the show know we have a Patreon. We do an episode on the off week, but Patreon just announced a new thing where now you can do a free trial. You can do like a 7-day free trial. So if you've never done the Patreon, or if you, I think it's you can only do it like once per, you know, whatever. But if you've been wanting to check it out, go over to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. The Clue Crew thing, you just click the button that says start your free trial, and then you can listen to all of our episodes. And if you, here's what I'll say. If any listener out there could listen to every Patreon episode that we have in that week, you have 1 week you can listen to every episode.
Wow.
I will.
Stop it. You're killing them. Don't do it. So many people are going to get hurt and go to the hospital. This
JBC,
is like the Tide Pod challenge.
I just noticed that cocaine sales skyrocketed.
Good. I'm going to go. This is coming out in advance so I can buy stock in cocaine. Okay, I'm being arrested. I also have a special not shout out that I want to get. This one goes out to Will. Will, what is wrong with you? First of all, don't date people on your improv team. Secondly, you cannot break up with someone on your improv team via the group chat. It's not even that it's cowardly, which it is. It's just fucking weird, Will. So here's your punishment. You cannot listen to the show until you apologize. The person who ratted on you told me that you listened to the show. That is my decision. Do wow. better, Will. Do yeah. better.
Wow.
Will.
Fucking Will College. Aaron, McGill mm-hmm. College actually started a new campus. It's somewhere where they're not in as much hot water. It's kind of, I guess it's not on Earth. Do you know where their new campus is?
Yes, it's in Jupiter.
Bye forever.
It's a fun factoid of the day.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, Trilogies and Silly Geese. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We keep the trilogy rolling with JPC's Favorite Things Bracket. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.